Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today you'll notice there's no music at the beginning, nor you'll have any music at the end. That's because I'm doing it on my phone. Isn't technology brilliant? Anyway, it's just a quick one to say I am doing the carnivore diet for 30 days. So what the carnivore diet consists of is just basically all you do is eat meat, and that's it, and drink a shitload of water. Some die-harders would just eat beefsteak and just have water. That's about it. But I'll be doing sort of like a level 2, level 3 one where I'll be having water, I'll be having one cup of coffee a day. Sometimes I'll be having bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof coffee is where you'll put some butter in your normal just black coffee and have it like that. It's unsalted grass-fed butter I'll be using. I'll be having eggs and small amounts of hard cheese as well, but only a small amount of cheese. So far, I know it's only day two, but I thought I'd like let you all know. Yesterday I had for breakfast, what did I have for breakfast? I had 5 bits of bacon, and that's it. You can't have carbs, you can't have fruit, you can't have no veg, it's just meat. Meat, and some dairy, a bit of dairy. Obviously I have a coffee. Some hardliners will say that's not allowed. I've done research, and it's all to your own sort of thing. So I'm doing it the best I can. I want a bit of variety in it. So yes, back to breakfast. I had 5 slices of bacon yesterday. Then for dinner, I had 2 chicken drumsticks and a boiled egg. And then for tea, I had a steak with some bacon. I drank over five pints of water, and I also had one small black cup of coffee in the morning. So far, so good. I'm not shitting my pants or anything. I feel good. I am getting a bit of a craving for some sugar. I didn't really have any sugar. I mainly had honey in my tea, but I've cut that out completely. You're all saying it's only day two. I won't last. I fucking will last, I'll tell you. For 30 days. It's going to be good. You can follow my progress on my Instagram, because I'm posting stuff on my stories about what I'm eating. And there'll be a bit more. I might do a vlog or two. Who knows? Why am I doing the carnivore diet? Because I thought I'd do a 30-day diet to see what it's like, how I feel. And also, it's something cool to do on the podcast. I love meat, so I thought, why not do it? Maybe later on in the year, I'll do another diet. Maybe just a juice diet on its own for 30 days. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if I end up doing well on this one. But I just thought I'd give you a bit of an update. That's about it. Today's Tuesday. Breakfast. 5 slices of bacon again. Another 5 pints of water I'm going to be having. Dinner. I thought I've got a boiled egg for dinner and chicken. And for tea, I think I've got poo. I ain't got poo for tea. I've got 2 pork chops. And I think I might have a fried egg. And then just more water. And maybe, just maybe, a small glass of milk. People say the lactose in the milk is the sugar. I do like milk, and it's coming from an animal, so the carnivore diet's all animal-based, so I'm going to accept that in my diet. I am going to try and just drink full-fat milk and raw milk as well. If you've never had raw milk, it's where it's unpasteurised. It comes straight from the cow's udder. And it is absolutely fucking banging. It's so nice, thick and creamy. It's lovely. And also, the place I get my raw milk from, the do cheese that's made from raw milk as well. So, like, you know, you're just getting raw cheese as well. And it's so nice. Some say it's dangerous. It can be dangerous because it's got, is it pathogens in it? Because it's not gone through the heat process. I've had quite a lot of it in the past and I got on fine with it. So, raw milk's the way forward. And meat. I've been monitoring my Trumps as well. So, I Trumped on Friday. And I smelt it. And it smelled like a normal Trump. So I'm going to smell my Trump this coming Friday and see how it smells compared. Because people say you fucking Trump smell, you do lots of nasty shits, and your breath smells as well. Which reminds me, I've got some special chewing gum. I'm not going to get it out of my pocket because I can. I've got some chewing gum that's accepted on the carnivore diet as well. Because when your body goes in ketosis, is that what I've done right? Is where your body starts burning the fat. That's what this diet puts your body into. Your breath stinks for the first couple of days. Then it subsides. But I've got some chewing gum for that. That's accepted on the carnivore diet. And basically, I'm just drinking water. I've got one of these 1 litre bottles of water, and I'm aiming to have 3 a day, and then maybe a few extra pints when I get home. So maybe 6-7 pints a day of water, just to flush my system out. Yeah, so it's cool. I mean, like as I say, I love meat. You like sort of can also have fish. You can have full fat butter as well. So it's not all doom and gloom. The main thing I'm going to miss is my honey and sugar. No, not sugar, should I say. My honey, because I have that in my tea instead of sugar, should I say. So some people might say you can have honey because it's a byproduct of like an animal, but it don't come from a living animal, does it? So it's one of those things, can you or can't you? The same as milk and dairy, a lot of carnivore people who just eat on the carnivore diet say you can't have dairy. Others say you can. So I think it's all, you know, individual. But as I say, I'm only eating meat and I'm only having salt on it. So I'm having no condiments like, you can have pepper. I haven't had pepper yet. I'm having no sauce, vinegar or anything like that. So it's just a purely meat diet. People say you'll get diarrhea and if you fart, you might follow through. So it's exciting times to come. If I ever did shit my pants, I would take a picture and show you on Instagram, or I would podcast it. Because I like to share everything with you guys on this podcast. So yeah, that's about it. I just thought I'd just tell you that. If you want any more information, or as I say, you want to follow me on the carnivore diet, just keep listening to the podcast and follow me on Instagram. Got some exciting things coming up in the podcast this year. As I mentioned in a Christmas podcast, I'm going to try and get at least 2 out a week. Oh, is that too much? 2 out a week? I don't know. At least, I'm like going to aim for 2 a week and then put them out maybe 2 a week or once a week. Just so we've got regular content, because last year was a bit hit and miss. Sometimes I was releasing like 3 in a week, and it's fucking boring for people if I just keep hitting you all the time with like material. So we'll try and get to a steady schedule this year. Try and do some stuff on the YouTube channel. I will put the YouTube channel. I can't put it in this description, can I? Because it's going straight off my phone. Just hashtag the Tim Biscuit podcast. Everything will come up. We're going to do more to do with my YouTube channel, starting with maybe some films. I say films, I don't mean films. I'm just at an airport at like the minute, and there's the helicopter taking off. That's what it is. It's like a fucking plane crashing. So yeah, I'm going to start doing some more videos, should I say, on my YouTube. If you haven't checked out, the last podcast I put out was with Melanie on. She was the ex-MP for Labour for Grimsby. That was a banging podcast. That was really good. Having her on, been trying to get her on for ages. So she was on. That was released Sunday. And then this podcast, and then I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what I've got in my diary planned for the podcast? Who knows? As I say, I'm getting a Patreon set up. So tier 1 and tier 2 has got yet to be fully sorted, but you will be getting stickers in both of them and the black band. The black wristband represents that you're in support of freedom of speech and freedom of expression and freedom of thought and free thinking. Why the black band, you ask? Because just like the black flag, it's supposed to surrender to the opposition, you know, being told what to do and that. So it's like the opposite of a white flag, but you can't carry a flat flag. You can't carry a black flag about with you. So the Tim Biscuit podcast will come up with this black band. You wear it. You can wear it if like you want to, but it's just in support of freedom of speech, freedom of expression and freedom of free thought. You'll be able to find them with a sticker set on Patreon at the end of this month. Pricing's going to be about £2, and that's going to be posted worldwide. That's just a flat rate of, you know, you'll get 3 stickers and this black band, and that shows support for freedom of speech, but also shows support for the podcast, because don't forget, I'm doing this podcast out of all my money. There's no advertisement, there's no sponsorship or anything. So with the money I'll get, it gives me a bit of extra money to put in my car for petrol to go further away to see people, because we've got some podcasts coming up that I've got to drive maybe 100 miles there and 100 miles back. So everything helps. help get better equipment, a few more microphones, so we can maybe have a studio set up, because at the minute, all I do is travel. So there's going to be big things happening this year, hopefully. Good things as well with the podcast. Again, I want to thank everybody who came on last year and the year before and who supported the podcast. You know who you are. You know who you've been on. You know if you've been on. And you guys, if you want to see, just like follow, subscribe and share. And if you want to come on the podcast, come on the podcast. Anyone's welcome on the podcast, despite what views you have or what views I have. Everyone is welcome on the podcast. It's a free speech podcast, fully unedited, and anyone is welcome. Anyway, this podcast won't plan, so if it's ass about shit, I'm sorry. But, you know, you've wasted, what, like 11 minutes of your day. So thanks for listening. Stay strong and follow me on the carnivore diet. Try it yourself. Ham and pork is beautiful. Bacon in the morning is the best thing. Nom, 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 nom. Anyway, take care. Share, like, follow. If you're interested in one of the black bands, message me before and we'll sort something out. As I say, it's going to be only £2 for 3 stickers and a black band, and it's posted worldwide. That is pretty smart. And a red arrow has just flown over the airport. How cool's that? You don't see that every day, do you? Right, shit up. See you all later. Bye.